I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is November 16th, 2013. The website is theskepticarena.com. Open Carry Texas is an organization of gun nuts in the nuttiest state in the Union, Texas. Some quick background on Texas. In 1830, Texas was part of Mexico when Mexican President Bustamante ended slavery. How did Texans respond? They tried to circumvent the law by reclassifying slaves as indentured servants for life. No, I didn't make that up. In 1836, Texas declared independence and made slavery legal. So that was the real reason Texas separated from Mexico. A decade later, Texas was assisted by the United States in defeating Mexico in the Mexican-American War, and then became an American state, joining the slave-owning South. They were in pig heaven for a decade. Then they found themselves at war again, this time with the United States. First Mexico, and then America. And all they wanted was to run their slave plantations in peace. Today, Texas is one of the largest and most dysfunctional states in the Union. They were talking secession again in 2010 due to the threat of having to provide health care for its poorest citizens. But Texas is not a monolith. Half the citizens are battling the other half, who still live in the Confederacy, for the soul of the state. The battle is far from over. Now back to the gun nuts. I took parts of 6 essays from their website. As usual, my replies follow their statements. The first essay is entitled, Opinion. Department of Public Safety has no authority to arrest, by C.J. Grisham, President of Open Carry Texas. And for the remainder of this podcast, I will refer to the Department of Public Safety in Texas as DPS. He begins, DPS and other law enforcement entities that continuously call for the systematic disarming of the populace claim to do so in the interests of safety. CJ, you might be taken more seriously if you had at least figured out which form of the word populace to use before you post your crap on the internet for everyone to laugh at. He wrote, a few weeks ago, over 1,200 armed individuals converged on the front lawn of the Alamo in San Antonio. CJ, you people were about 160 years too late to help those at the Alamo. But if it were 160 years ago, I doubt a single one of you brave warriors would have shown up. From what I read, it took 40 of you, armed to the teeth, just to muster enough courage to confront four mothers having coffee at a Starbucks. Those terrified women remained inside for hours until your little army finally retreated back to your various trailer parks. I'm sure Santa Ana would have been shaking in his boots. CJ wrote, nearly all weapons were loaded, though none were chambered. If guns endanger safety, no place in the country would have been as dangerous as downtown San Antonio that beautiful Saturday in October. CJ, the presence of all those loaded guns in the possession of a pack of imbeciles meant that San Antonio was a dangerous place to be that day. If nothing went wrong, it was probably more due to good luck than to anything you are trying to take credit for. He said, however, no one was threatened, injured, or killed. No one was robbed, raped, or beaten. CJ, you have no idea how many people felt threatened by the presence of 1,200 gun nuts parading around the streets with loaded weapons. You people belong in a giant asylum which gives me a great idea of how we can put the Alamo to good use once again. He said, "We have seen throughout U.S. and world history what happens to an unarmed society." CJ, an unarmed society? Perhaps you could name one? He wrote, "When the government is the only entity with arms, its dictates cannot be opposed." CJ, there's a word for dictates. We call them laws. If you try to oppose these dictates, you will probably find yourself behind bars. Oh, that's right. You already found that out, didn't you? And if you try to oppose those dictates with a gun, they'll tack on a few extra years to your sentence. CJ wrote, "Similarly, a disarmed populace is at the mercy of an armed criminal one." CJ, you spelled populace wrong again. What's even funnier is that there are two different ways you could have spelled it correctly, and you missed both of them. He wrote, "Because the law does not bestow to DPS the authority to disarm citizens carrying black powder pistols, nor does it have the authority to force citizens off public property." CJ, unless I misread the story, didn't you find out the hard way that they could and did? Weren't you taken away by force? I believe that answer is yes. I was unable to ascertain the authors of the remaining five essays, so I will merely refer to them as author. The first one, DPS Willful Ignorance of the Law, starts at the top. As many are aware, this past weekend, two Open Carry Texas members were arrested by Capitol DPS troops while lawfully carrying pre-1899 replica cap-and-ball revolvers. Author, they were also arrested while wearing clothes and breathing air. So what? It doesn't matter what they were carrying when they were arrested. What matters is why they were arrested. It continues. Under state and federal law, these pistols are not considered firearms. In fact, you can walk right into Cabela's and buy one sitting in a box on the shelf with no background check. You can even buy them on the internet and have them shipped to your house. Unfortunately, DPS doesn't seem to care what the law says. In their minds, they don't want to see Texans exercising their right to carry these pistols openly. Author, how do you know what's in their minds? They wrote, "It probably threatens their macho egos, seeing that they aren't the only ones armed, even if it is a slow-shooting black powder replica pistol." Author, why would seeing a herd of rejects walking around with replica pistols threaten anybody's ego? Have you run that by Dr. Phil yet? They wrote, "CJ's trial ended in a hung jury nearly 2 weeks ago." Author, all that means is that out of a dozen people, one gun nut got on the jury. They wrote, "The email explained that while we can legally carry black powder revolvers openly, they simply don't like it." Naturally, that's a paraphrase. Here's what they actually said. "We have reviewed your comments and direct your attention to the following policy. Individuals who carry firearms or other deadly weapons in a manner other than under the authority of," and then there's some code sections, "are prevented from carrying on the Capitol grounds or within the Capitol building or extension or other state buildings within the Capitol complex pursuant to," and then there's more code sections. "Individuals subject to Rule 3.146 will be respectfully requested to leave the Capitol building and extension and the Capitol grounds or other state buildings and will be subject to criminal trespass after having received notice to leave." End of quote. The author states, "There are numerous problems here." Author, after watching the video of your confrontation with DPS, I got the impression that there were about 40 problems, each one armed with a gun. They wrote, "The rule only applies to individuals subject to Rule 3.146, which doesn't include those of us openly carrying pre-1899 antique or curio replica pistols. Click on the links. I'm not pulling this out of thin air. Author, the problem isn't in the air. The problem is that you are ignoring the words other deadly weapons because you think you have them on a technicality over the word firearm. They wrote, even supposing that this section gives a peace officer authority to disarm our members openly carrying these pistols, they can only do so when the officer reasonably believes it is necessary for the protection of the license holder, officer, or another individual. When applying the reasonable person standard to a holstered, antique replica pistol, there is no authority to disarm as there is no threat from which there needs to be protection. Author, how convenient. You referred to a holstered antique replica pistol, but forgot to include the word loaded. You did everything you could to dishonestly give the impression that you were innocently carrying Snurf guns, but forgot to mention that yours could kill. They wrote, a holstered weapon is in no way carried in a manner that is calculated to cause alarm. Author, that was an incredibly naive statement. You should Google the word delusion. They wrote, in fact, it's the least alarming way to carry a weapon. Author, a concealed weapon would be less alarming. So it is not the least alarming way. They wrote, we have a problem in Austin right now. We have a group of law enforcement or peace officers that are neither enforcing the law nor ensuring the peace. Author, it sounds like two of your members found out the hard way that they do. They wrote, DPS leaders have usurped authority from the people in violation of the law. They have invented law where none exists, usurping that authority vested solely to the legislature. Author, if that were true, CJ would likely have been acquitted, but he wasn't. Since the DPS told you, after the hung jury, that the criminal investigation is still ongoing, that indicates that they are probably going to retry his ass. They wrote, Open Carry Texas will not allow these usurpations to continue unopposed. We know and understand the law, and everything we do is in compliance with every aspect of it. Author, why is it that you tinfoil hat clubs always think you know the law better than those who spend their lives enforcing it and litigating it? After watching your video, it's obvious that you are a bunch of frightened little know-it-all creeps who hang on to what little sanity you have left by arming yourselves with guns. My advice? Scientology. You nuts would fit right in. And they conclude by writing, We demand DPS troopers obey their oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States and of this state. Author, seeing two of you little freaks in handcuffs makes it clear that that is exactly what they did. The next essay is entitled, Statement on Starbucks CEO Comments Regarding Guns. Open Carry Texas is disappointed by the statements made by Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz earlier today referencing guns in his stores. We believe that an armed society is a polite society. Author, your claim is defeated simply by the fact that in a polite society, there would be no need for arms. Obviously, the earth does not yet have a polite society. But your solution to arm everyone is beyond stupid, and your little band of rejects is the proof. They wrote, by basically banning guns in his stores, Mr. Schultz has effectively made his employees and customers victims to thugs and criminals who prefer soft, unarmed targets. Author, I see your point. If armed, they could get into a shootout with someone who already has the drop on them. Great idea. They wrote, because members of Open Carry Texas are law-abiding, patriotic citizens that prefer to serve as the sheepdogs of society. Author, that's really swell of you, but most of us don't want or need sheepdogs, especially gun-toters afraid of their own shadows. They wrote, we do not recommend that our members patronize the Starbucks chain. We will not be victims in course of our daily lives. Author, see, there's the problem. You strive for the illusion of security that in the real world, you can never have. It's way past time for you guys to grow up. They continue. Needless to say, there has never been a Starbucks coffee shop robbed while Open Carry Texas members were exercising their Second Amendment protected, God-given rights to keep and bear arms. Author, unfortunately, there have been many Starbucks robbed by people who were exercising their Second Amendment rights. The robbers weren't arrested for owning the guns, only for illegally using them. And what's this God-given bullshit? I should have guessed. On top of everything else, you're a nest of superstitious ghost worshippers. Hey, if your imaginary friend is real, why do you need guns? It doesn't sound like he likes you half as much as you would like to believe he does. The next essay. So you want to open carry in your area. They begin. Before I even get started, I think it's important to put on your suit of armor. Thanks, author. I think the audience thought I was kidding earlier about the tinfoil hats. They wrote, having the weapon slung across your body or shoulder shows that you are not a threat to anyone. Author, it's amazing how centuries could have passed without you people even being aware of it. And now I see why you people don't believe in evolution. Because in your case, you haven't. They wrote, if you have a bandolier sling, we recommend that you don't use them during open carry events. While not a normal occurrence, there is a likelihood that bullets or shells could fall out of the bandolier and accidentally fire upon landing. Author, you people are fond of saying, guns don't kill people, people kill people. So in the case of an innocent bystander being killed by the accident you just described and admitted to as being a likelihood, what or who killed the victim? The scenario you just described did not include an intent to harm. It did not involve a conscious act to fire a weapon. The victim would still be alive if not for being in the vicinity of a mob of morons running around with deadly weapons. So much for the earlier claim about Austin being the safest place around during your wacko open carry Texas event. The fact that no one was killed was nothing more than a matter of luck, this time. They wrote, it also makes us look unsafe and unfocused on safety when those things happen. Author, you left out incredibly stupid. They wrote, if you are told you will be arrested, do not let this hinder you. Author, I agree. The more of you people who get identified and fingerprinted, the better informed law enforcement will be in the future. They wrote, you are not breaking the law. The police are. Politely inform them that you are not asking permission, but informing them you will be engaging in a legal activity, and any attempt to violate that will result in a civil lawsuit and criminal charges. Remind them that it's a federal crime for anyone acting under color of law willfully to deprive or conspire to deprive a person of a right protected by the Constitution or U.S. law. The FBI aggressively investigates these crimes. So, author, how's that working out for you? On your video, it didn't sound like things went too well for you guys. How much help is the FBI giving you? They wrote, the sight of a gun isn't something to fear. Author, I bet there are millions of people who could tell you differently if they were still alive. They continue, the fourth mission of Open Carry Texas is to foster a cooperative relationship with local law enforcement in the furtherance of these goals, with an eye towards preventing negative encounters. Author, that's not quite the message I got from your video. As you goons were being hauled away in cuffs, I heard enough four-letter words to embarrass a dock worker, and they were all coming from your people. They wrote, while we want to foster that positive relationship, we will not allow our rights to be violated and will, in fact, demand they be respected. Author, Yeah, I heard those demands on your video. Maybe instead of demanding, you might have had better luck if you had tried begging. They wrote, "Remember that you are master, not the servant." Author, that master crap is kind of hard to sell from the inside of a jail cell. They wrote, "It's good to avoid walking near schools, airports, post offices, and other federal buildings. Plan your route accordingly." Hey, author, I've got an idea. Why don't you try conducting your little walk down the street of an area patrolled by the local drug dealers? Then you might actually get to see how well those old replicas work under real conditions. They continue, "When or if approached by law enforcement, try to be as courteous as possible. A good rule of thumb is that you give the same respect to them that they give to you." Author, and never was that made so clear as in your video, where the DPS acted professionally throughout while your gang of retards came off like arrogant little snots. You people are so deluded that you actually leave that video up, thinking that it makes you look good. That is the very definition of delusion. That video is an embarrassment to your organization and doesn't give rational people the impression that you seem to think it does. And their essay concludes, "It's best to completely know the law and be able to articulate it to whomever you come in contact." Author, didn't you try that in your video? Unless we're talking about different videos, I didn't get the feeling that your plan went all that well. Unless you consider 2 arrests and a sprained ankle to be a shining victory. The next essay. This is a priority call to action. Read and share this everywhere you can. McAllen, Texas, call to action. One of our founding members, Murdoch, has just been arrested and booked for criminal trespass and weapon in a prohibited area in McAllen, Texas. He was on public property. He went to the police station to inform them that he was going to take a picture with his rifle in front of the police department, as we have done in several other cities around the state. They immediately and illegally searched him and told him to leave, which he did. He then decided to return to file a formal complaint and call the police department to let them know he was coming back to do so. When he arrived at the police station, officers immediately drew on him, forced him to the ground, and arrested him. He never once openly carried his firearm. It was in his truck the entire time. He will be at the McAllen jail overnight and then is getting transferred to county in the morning. Author, it sounds like you people are simply too stupid to be allowed to continue to run around the streets with loaded weapons. At this point, I would even be in favor of invoking Sharia law just for one day, so we could take the whole lot of you outside, bury you up to your armpits, and then heave rocks at your heads until they popped. After all, when the rocks strike skulls filled with nothing more than air, about the only thing that will happen is that your heads will deflate. It concludes, "When we explained the law to the lieutenant and explained that we would bring down as many members as we could to open carry on their doorstep if they didn't release him, he hung up on us." Author, don't feel bad. UFO abductees get the same treatment. And the final essay, "Fort Worth PD willing to violate your right to carry." It begins, "Why is it that police officers can walk around with openly carried firearms and people don't freak out? But when a private citizen, the masters of every police officer, does the same thing, it's up to interpretation on whether it's wise or not." Author, I think the problem is becoming clearer. Like most idiots, you people think you are geniuses. You are not. You are idiots. And your last statement makes that quite clear. They wrote, "Open Carry Texas was founded to educate the public that the presence of a firearm is not something to be feared." Author, then you are guilty of misinformation. A firearm is most certainly something to be feared. The first time you stop fearing them may be your last. They wrote, "We want to teach people they should feel safe seeing an armed populace." Author, whomever you are, I know you're not CJ. How do I know that? When he gets out of jail, teach him the proper use of the word populace, which you just used correctly. They wrote, they don't freak out when a gaggle of police officers walks by with loaded pistols on their belts. They shouldn't fear their fellow citizens either. Author, you keep trying to pound that into the minds of your audience, but you can save your breath. Rational people simply aren't buying it. They wrote, there is an epidemic of police violence in this country. Author, you wouldn't actually happen to have any data to back up that claim, would you? Didn't think so. They wrote, and yet legal gun owners are the ones being castigated. Author, not when they keep them out of the public eye. They wrote, Texas ranks fourth in the number of police-involved shootings, with only Florida, Illinois, and California having more such shootings. Author, according to population, Texas should rank second, ahead of Florida and Illinois, not behind. So your own statistics have just crashed your argument before it even got off the ground. Damn, you people are dumber than dog shit. They wrote, and yet, we only have a firearm murder rate of 2.91 per 100,000. Author, that was the typical dishonesty that always bubbles to the surface with you people eventually. You quoted raw numbers and then tried to compare it to a rate. That was the logical fallacy of false analogy. Or to put it in terms even you morons can understand, apples and oranges. They wrote, who knew that in the land of the free you could be arrested and charged for just walking around with a rifle, which is perfectly legal? Author, you don't seem to comprehend the concepts of freedom and liberty. They are not unlimited, but restricted by the rights of others. And speaking of land of the free, that's really rich coming from a white Texan, considering Texas's embarrassing history of slavery and the great lengths you people have gone through to preserve your vile society. Thankfully, modern humans swept out of the North and kicked your asses from here to hell and back. Many of you still yearn for the good old days, walking around packing iron, staring down black people, and keeping women in their proper place. Unfortunately for you, reality has been cruel. But cheer up, Bubbles. You'll be dead soon. And not only will your worries be over, but the world will be a much happier place. And now we move to the science segment. Today, giant viruses may be a new domain of life. Scientists have discovered record-breaking viruses that are larger than many bacteria and even some eukaryotic cells. But more impressive than their size is their composition. Just 7% of their genetic makeup matches those cataloged in existing genetic databases. This is a major discovery that substantially expands the complexity of the giant viruses and confirms that viral diversity is still largely underexplored. The researchers dubbed their find the Pandora virus because it may unlock secrets about the evolution of life at the cellular level. It has long been suspected that giant viruses evolved from cells. If that is true, the ancestors of Pandora viruses must have been very different from the bacteria, archaea, and eukaryotes we have today. Scientists suggest that at some point, the dynasty on Earth was much bigger than those three domains. It seems some cells gave rise to modern life, and others survived as parasites and evolved into viruses. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Dan Barker. I will give no biography as he has been previously quoted. If the answers to prayer are merely what God wills all along, then why pray?
Are you ready, Greece?